Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome to episode 515. I am recording today's episode from the parking lot of our dentist's office as my daughter is in the dentist's office getting her teeth cleaned. With all of the new procedures with COVID-19, I'm sure that you have experienced something similar when you go to an appointment with your children. So I figured I would use this time wisely to record some podcast episodes. So anyway, I am a little less than 4 weeks away from dropping my oldest son off at college, assuming that the virus doesn't spike out of control in Pennsylvania and force us to not take him. So, if all things continue the way they are, we will be dropping him off in a little less than 4 weeks. And I was thinking about it the other day, about where I am with him in my relationship. And I remember over the last few years hearing from so many parents as when they were in the summer before their child's freshman year of college, saying to me that their rising college freshman was driving them crazy. They were constantly locking horns with each other, and they really couldn't wait until their child leaves for college. And I always kind of thought that I guess that's a natural thing that happens to make the parting process a little bit easier as the parent is kind of happy to send the child off. Now, I didn't hear this across the board from parents, but I heard it from enough parents that I thought it was just the way it was. And I guess I was being naive to draw that conclusion that that's just normal or that's just the way it is. But my experience of this summer, well, obviously this summer is strange with the global pandemic. It's been different. The last quarter of my son's senior year was spent locked up at home with his family as we were all in quarantine or stay-at-home orders together. And as the summer has gone on and the virus numbers have thankfully stayed low, relatively low here in New Jersey, our state has opened up a little bit, so he's been able to resume a couple of the activities that keep him from going crazy, like playing volleyball or playing basketball or going back to work. He was furloughed from his busser job at IHOP, and once they were allowed to have outdoor dining again, they brought back whichever staff wanted to come back. So he has resumed some of his normal activities, not all. But anyway, I've been thinking about the status of my relationship with him, and it is quite lovely, I'm thankful to say. We get along very, very well. We have pretty much, and I legitimately can say we have pretty much no power struggles whatsoever. None. I don't always agree with what he wants to do. I often will say yes, but I don't always say yes. And when I do feel like I need to say no to whatever it is he wants to do, he respects it, even if he doesn't like it. And so we have a very, very, very healthy relationship. And I thought about it, and it's so different from the way it used to be. I remember taking a course when he was, I don't know, maybe in kindergarten or first grade. Probably first grade. Our school offered a parenting course that the guidance counselor taught every year for years. So I immediately signed up for it as soon as I found out about it. My husband and I went. And one of the big things they talked about in this parenting course was when you're having struggles with your child, how to recognize what the root of it was. And I remember spending a lot of time over those weeks really trying to drill down on into the power struggles, the constant power struggles that we would have with him. He was constantly battling us. And it was not a smooth, easy, relaxed relationship that we were creating with him. And it just wasn't easy. And as I thought about it, or as I thought back, read different journal entries that I wrote about that time with parenting him, I realized that our son is very, very strongly independent. He's what I call a systems thinker. He's able to quickly look at a situation and assess it fairly accurately. And he can always spot the weaknesses in the system and the structure. You know, if there are rules in place, like there are in any structure, and one person violates it, and then that person isn't dealt with appropriately within the structure, the way the structure has been built, then he sees the lack of integrity with the entire structure. Like, that's the kind of kid he is. That's the way his mind works. And when he was young, we were extremely controlling with him. We did not give him a lot of wiggle room to kind of do things his own way and make his own choices within, you know, healthy boundaries, of course. I always use the example when I work with parents of if your child likes control and they like to do things on their own, in the morning, instead of picking out their outfit, maybe you say, would you like to wear the red shirt today or the blue shirt today? I remember a woman I worked with who had reached the grandmother stage of life. So she had raised, I think, 5 kids successfully. And she told me about this. She's the first person who talked about this idea. Unfortunately, I didn't have kids yet, so it wasn't useful to me at that time. But I remember her saying, give your child as much choice as you can. Do you want to wear the red shirt or the blue shirt today? We have to leave for school now. Would you like to go through the front door or the back door? You know, just as many choices as you can when they're young, and then gradually, you know, support them in making their own choices as they get older and older. But early on, we weren't doing that with him, and everything was a battle. We wanted him to do this way, and he wanted to do that way, and it was constantly a power struggle. But as I started to really dive into conscious parenting principles and figure out how to use them, practice them in my daily life with him, life got a lot easier. And I can legitimately say that our relationship with him is a complete 180 degrees from where it was when he was young. We were battling over every single decision, every single step all day long from morning till night. And now we don't battle at all. Like, I'm talking 0%. No battles. And so I wanted to share this story because I want to inspire you. I want to give you hope. No matter how old your child is, no matter how tense and strained your relationship may have been up until this point, it doesn't have to continue that way. You can turn it around. You can build a better relationship. You can create the relationship that you always dreamed about. You really, really can. Kids are very resilient. They're very, very forgiving. And they're very happy with any positive changes that you make. So just remember that, no matter where you are in your parenting, no matter where you are in your relationship with your child, there is always hope. And like I say to parents that I work with and the moms in my new community, the Village for Moms, it's never too late. Whether your child is 5, 15, or 25, it's never too late to build a healthier relationship. You can do it. And I am living proof. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I hope it inspires you and gives you some hope for your own relationship with your child. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a fabulous day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.